Emma, a few nights ago, I was at a function and I got chatting to someone else at the function, and we were talking about radio and whatever, and I was telling him about Grand National, the show we do here on the ABC, and he said, oh, yeah, what sort of sports do you discuss? And I said, oh, we do all manner of quirky sports. He said, really? I do a quirky sport. I said, oh, yeah, what's that? He said, competitive barbecue. I said, well, we will get you on the show.
It is the sport we've been waiting for, the sport of champions.
And he's sitting in the studio with us right now, Brett Connell. Welcome to Grand National.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Competitive barbecue. Safe to say, neither of us had heard of this before. So step us through it. How does competitive barbecue work?
Mate, it's a pretty Aussie sport, as you can imagine. We just go out and cook some barbecue. At the end of the day, it's as fairly simple as that. However, it is also quite complex, and we talk about being a sport, and you know, it does require some skill and yes. And some endurance.
So let's say there are we'll get to the endurance. Let's say there are 10 teams.
Which would be a small competition, but yes.
Okay, so what would be a normal competition?
Look, these days about 20 is a bare minimum to call itself a good competition.
Okay.
But we have been to competitions in Australia. The biggest competition in Australia would be up around 100 teams.
Around 100 teams. So are you set particular tasks?
Right. So the idea, the whole basis of the idea is you are required to cook usually 5 different proteins, i.e. meats, and you have a really long cooking window. So the type of meat we're cooking, it's American style low and slow barbecue. So they might give us 12 hours or so to cook 5 different meats, but we only have 10 minutes entry time to get those particular categories into the judges. So you've got to time it over a 12-hour period to get that last 10 minutes.
Wow.
And you're either racing.
So you can't get it done in 6 hours because otherwise it's going to go cold while you're waiting for that 10-minute window to open.
There's absolutely so the night before, so it's usually an overnight cook. We start cooking at 2 or 3 in the afternoon and we cook overnight. The hand-in windows start usually about 10 o'clock in the morning. So after a few, we're talking endurance cans in the morning.
We'll see. Endurance, I thought.
We are talking Australian sport here, of course. We will sit and write, as you say, a schedule and go, okay, if this particular, say chicken, for example, might only take sort of 3 hours and it has to be handed in at 10 in the morning, it's got to go at 7. But the brisket, that's going to take 8, 10, 12 hours, we'll go, okay, we want to put it on at this time. We want to get it out of the fridge at this time. We want to prepare to cut it at this time. We don't want it to go cold as it handed into the judges.
This sounds like what most Australian families do on Christmas Day when there's a schedule and everyone's saying, we'll put the turkey in it, we'll do presents, then we'll do the turkey, then we'll put the chicken. You must be amazing. You must come into your own around December.
Well, the idea, of course, is you've got to try and get it in on time. So hopefully on Christmas Day this year, we're going to be eating with the chicken, with the pork, with the vegetables as well.
Right. Do you take control on Christmas Day? Are you in charge?
Look, this year, my wife, Sam, has asked me definitely to look after the food, and I'll be cooking American barbecue.
So you're in a team.
Yes.
How many people are in the team, and do you have a team name, and do you have a uniform?
The answer to all of those are yes. Our team name is called the Flaming Mongrels.
Now, brilliant.
Now, team names are a thing in barbecue. There's lots of puns. There's the, you know, everyone uses movie names and changes words to brisket and food and beer and whatnot.
Sure.
There's 4 guys in our team. So there's myself, Alan, Adrian, and Chris, all just 4 dads, all with kids. And this is kind of like our Harley Davidson, our Ferrari. You know, we don't have enough money for those, but we did buy a big barbecue.
So instead of riding push bikes on the weekend or playing golf, you barbecue.
I'm not a lycra guy.
Yes.
I'm definitely more likely thongs and a shirt.
You're a brisket guy.
Yeah.
So do the barbecues all have to be the same? What are the rules around it? And in my mind, I'm imagining that all of the barbecues are set up in a long, like, or around a running track or something, and everyone's there. Are you all just cooking at home and then you deliver it?
No, absolutely not. So all the competitions happen all around the country, and the scene is quite new. We've only been sort of competing for about 5 years or so, and in the first couple of years there may have only been 2 or 3 comps, and then as it grows, there's now like 30, 35, 40 comps around the country and even in New Zealand. And yes, so we all have to basically pack up all our barbecues, and there are rules involved about what what barbecues that we can use and can't use. Obviously, in our sport, gas is out. There is no way for gas. We must cook on wood only or charcoal products, so it has to be a live fire.
Oh, wow. But, okay,
we all rock up to a big campground or an oval or a running track, as you say there, Emma, and yeah.
And you all, so in that 10-minute window that you have, you all hand in your five proteins to the judges. And how many judges are there? I don't imagine one judge is tasting all of those entries.
Right. So the judge's job is also very important. So let's say there's 30 teams. There's probably going to be 30 judges. Mm-hmm. We prepare 6 portions for the judges, and they judge it based on 3 criteria. So they judge it on appearance, texture, and taste, and only 6 people will taste our box. So it's double blind judging, which means they don't get to see, the judges don't see me arrive with the box.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They will then see the box, judge it, and they must judge it as if it's the first time they've ever eaten barbecue. They're not supposed to, and of course, they're not supposed to compare it to anything else they've ever eaten before.
Do they have a palate-cleansing coleslaw in between each?
Crackers.
Crackers, okay.
No grog, no beers allowed. Crackers and waters. Crackers and water.
So how do you know how to cook your steak? Is it medium rare? Rare? Blue? How does it?
Okay, at least you're on the right end of the scale, Limo. It's important because if you go anywhere above that, look, we obviously think that steak belongs in the red zone.
Yes.
So, definitely not blue, but rare to medium rare at the very least. Not much further than that.
One of our listeners has texted in, and Lee has a very good question. Is there a vegetarian portion of the competition?
In our competition, no. However, like any good sport, we have a body that oversees how our competition is run, and there are a couple of different bodies. In our body, the Australasian Barbecue Alliance, we have no vegetarian categories. There is another sanctioning body.
Barbecue Alliance just kill you then?
The Australasian Barbecue Alliance. I love that this organisation exists. We're chatting to Brett Connell, a member of the Flame and Mongrels and competitive barbecuer. If you're a competitive barbecuer, please tell us about it on 0437 774 774. That's the SMS number. Or call through 1-300-222-774.
Look, we get all dressed up. We love playing the game of sitting around a fire, throwing our meat on the barbecue. We love to chat. It's one of those sports where it's competitive, yet every single team and team member, they get along with each other. Hey, guys, I've forgotten. Prime example, I forgot my tongs. Right. Can I borrow a spare set of tongs? Yeah, mate, run them over, no worries. Hey, can you help me out with this? You know, and everyone gets along together. It is a big group, big family.
So there's a lot of good sportsmanship clearly going on. Is there a way you can cheat and have people ever been busted cheating?
I was wondering about a blowtorch in the last 10 minutes.
Oh.
Do you ever...
Right. So when I was discussing this this morning with some friends, they talked about how, look, the answer is no. I don't think that if you're going to cheat and you're going to beat me by cheating, then so be it. Go ahead and beat me. But look, I've seen blowtorches.
Have you? Controversial.
But maybe late at like 2 a.m. as we've got a bonfire sitting around in the middle of winter and somewhere, you know, rural New South Wales.
How many competitions do you compete in during the year?
So our team usually heads between sort of 5 to 7 competitions a year. So we have to pack the truck up and drive hundreds, sometimes thousands of kilometres away.
And does all the meat, sorry, I've got so many questions,
yeah,
Lemo. Does all the meat, obviously there'd be a time when you're concurrently cooking all different meats. Do they all sit next to each other on the barbecue plate? And is that okay?
Okay, so you've used the wrong word there, barbecue plate.
Okay.
Yes.
Correct me.
But so most of the barbecues people use are really, really large. So, and I'm talking meters long, and because we're cooking with smoke and fire and heat, we've got really large barbecues. Some people use different barbecues for different meats because they require a different temperature to cook. You're spot on. But usually in our barbecue, we have the brisket next to the pork ribs, next to the pork shoulder. We'll use just a good old fashioned kettle style barbecue to cook our chicken. But, you were talking about the meats, how we have to supply our own meat. So there's somewhere that there's a little bit of controversy in our sport about, you know, who's getting the best fed pecan pork from, you know, the best places in Australia, or am I heading down to the local supermarket to get my...
A couple of final questions for you. What is the barbecue equivalent of the AFL Grand Final? What's the big event and where is it?
Okay, in the past it used to be Port Macquarie Australian Barbecue Wars. 100 teams, campground, 3 days, go nuts, cook as much barbecue as you like. It's been canned. There's a new one. I'm going to call it for 2020. It's going to be Smoking Broke in New South Wales. It's going to be massive. Rural New South Wales, more teams than you can count.
Unbelievable. We're getting some SMSs. Favourite team name, Natural Born Grillers.
The Natural Born Grillers are good friends of ours. They are superstar legends.
And also, who eats the leftovers? Can the audience participate?
Unfortunately, council doesn't like that. Oh. So but we just get, hey, this belly doesn't come from nowhere.
So I can send my staffy down there. She'll be very happy to help out 100%. With the leftovers. And quickly, how can people get involved if they're interested in competitive barbecue?
Look, the easiest way is to come and find Flaming Mongrels on the socials. You can find the Australasian Barbecue Alliance on Facebook or go to ausbbq.com.au. A bunch of stuff to find out. It's not hard.
Brett Connell, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Smoking.
You've been smoking. We gave you a good grilling.
He was lit.
Right, my meat's moister.
We better stop there. Thank you for joining us on Grand National and educating us on competitive barbecue.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.